like to begin, and we're just going to pick up where we have left off as the message series that we've been in is resisting the devil. The scripture says resist the devil and he will what? He will flee from you. Resist means to push back. In other words, there are too many complacent Christians. Well, the pressure's so great and they're just kind of going along with the tide of the world. We are going to have to push back against the enemy in our personal lives. When we have personal temptations, young people and children, to all of us, you don't have to give in, but you've got to push back. We are living in a world that is promoting ideologies and philosophies that are very contrary to the world. And if you feed on that continuously, it will change your perspectives. We need to push back against that. But as a people of God, if we are afraid of preaching and teaching and living truth, the world is going to get worse faster. But so we need to be willing to be different this morning, not just for different's sake, but different in that we're going to follow the Word of God versus what the world is promoting. Ephesians chapter 6 is where we have been studying. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ethan, can you get me a book again, please? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In other words, our confidence is not in our own strength or in what we can do. Our confidence this morning, if we are going to push back against the enemy, cannot be in our family name. You remember when John was baptizing, he spoke to the Pharisees because they were like, well, don't you know our father's Abraham? In other words, if you knew, we're Jews. And he told them, he said, God could make children of Abraham from these stones. In other words, your last name is not going to make a difference when it comes to your battle with the devil. We need to be strong in the power of the Lord and in His might. It's not because, well, Lord, don't you know who my great-grandfather was? It's not even, well, Lord, don't you know what I sacrificed 20 years ago to follow you? No, it's today. If I'm going to push back against the enemy, I'm going to have to recognize my strength is in the Lord. It's not mind over matter this morning. So as we look into the Word of God, this is not mind over matter, but it's about placing our confidence and our faith in Jesus Christ. All right? To resist the devil this morning, it means to push back. The enemy is going to do everything he can in temptation, in affliction, in problems that you have with other people, in problems that you have on your job, difficulties that arise among God's people, and yes, those happen, difficulties that you have in your families, difficulties that you have financially, and even in your personal life, when you have a personal failure, the question is, what are we going to do with that? Because these are realities of life. Are we going to give in? Are we going to give up? Are we going to capitulate? Are we going to cave? Are we going to concede? Are we going to surrender? I hope you all get at least one of those words. Are we going to yield? What are we going to do when we are faced with temptation? What are we going to do when someone is just giving us a major problem in life? What are we going to do? Are we going to yield to the bitterness that the enemy would like us to have? Or are we going to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need some help here? Where are we going to place our faith? It's good to have friends, but I'll tell you what, friends will let you down. It's good to have family, but I'll tell you what, family's going to let you down somewhere along the line, and you will come to a place that's like, who can you put your trust in? I'll tell you this morning, if you put your confidence in the Lord, you will be able to make it through when your family lets you down. You will be able to make it through when your friends fail you. You will be able to make it through when you have financial difficulty. physically, when you get to a place that you are suffering and life looks really grim, if you will place your confidence in faith in the Lord Jesus, you can and you will make it through. It's not in what we can do, and our faith is not in circumstances. I want to illustrate it this way. This week, I had a special prayer request, and God didn't answer it like I wanted Him to. And the thought came to me, okay, so do you just throw your hands up and say, fine, there's nothing to this. Because God didn't answer my prayer like I wanted Him to. But you know what? God has proven Himself to me so many times. When the enemy comes and tempts and says, do you know the devil works this way with people that have served the Lord a long time? It's like, is there even anything to this? I mean, you go to service and you pray and you're living this life and you've given your life to follow what you call the Lord. And is there even anything to this? I mean, are you just following some fable that someone came up and is this even real? Why are you praying? Is that really accomplishing anything? And this week I have to say with that request, and I was really looking to the Lord with it, and I even shared it with Renee and the children might have overheard, but I really was looking to the Lord to do something and He didn't do it. So where's my confidence? Do you know this morning I was meditating the last couple days. I was like, Lord, this is your last day for the end of the week. Still didn't happen. But do you know this morning that my confidence goes beyond circumstances? My confidence goes beyond results because my faith is in the Lord Jesus. That's where my confidence is, because I can look in the past and see so many times that God has worked miracles in my life. God has done what man could not do. God has, and they were true miracles. It wasn't one of those things, well, it could have just happened. There are things that have happened in my life. It took a greater power to do it. That's God. That's where our faith needs to rest this morning. So why are we talking about faith? That's where we're at. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6:16, we're talking about the armor of God. Now, how we use that to push back against the enemy. It says, above all, taking what? The shield of faith. Above all. Now, a little misconception about that is, this rises above all the other armor. That's really not what he's saying, all right? And I want to explain that to you. What he's talking about is the Roman shield, all right? He's not saying that this is the best thing this is the best piece of armor that we're talking about. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, Ethan, do you mind passing something out for me? There's not enough for one for everyone, but just so you can get a picture of something this morning. Just pass a few of them around so they can see what this looks like. And I'm going to put it up here for those that are watching this morning. You can see what I'm talking about. I want you to see, this is a picture of the Roman shield. All right? It's a picture of the Roman shield. It's known as a scutum. And they were large shields. You can see the picture. These were not just small little shields. These were shields that protected the whole body. And that's what he was talking about when Paul said, above all, taking the shield of faith. He was saying, this will protect the rest of the body. This is going to cover the rest of your armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith, because in your defense, it will cover and protect you. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now that top picture that I showed you, that's a picture of that Roman shield, all right? But look at the second picture. Do you see where when a missile came along, they flung javelins and rocks and fiery darts? Do you see where that would be a protection? Together they put that shield and it made almost a solid piece of protection over them and in front of them. That's what Paul was addressing when he said, above all. Cover the whole body with the shield of faith. And if you start meditating upon that, is it not in our temptations, in our trials, in our battles, in areas that the devil works, that it is our faith that overrides, that covers us and protects us from the enemy getting an inroad into our life. Above all this morning, we've got salvation, we have the Word of God, we have truth, but there's something that's to cover all of that, and that is our faith and our confidence in God. So above all, taking the shield of faith, those fiery darts were small little pieces of cane, and the Romans would fill those with combustible material, and they light them on fire and shoot them, and when they would hit a person or some of their armor, it would spread out and combust and set it on fire. This says these shields here, they'll quench the fiery darts of the devil, of the enemy. Have you ever had the enemy shoot some fiery darts your way? I had one the last couple weeks. It was like, and it combusts and you feel it. Do you know, I can just personally testify, as many of you can, do you know what overcame that? It was a shield of faith. Well, let's move on. It was important to the entire man, and that's what our confidence is about this morning, that we're placing our confidence in God and in what He can do to enable us to resist the devil. Faith in the very existence of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, very familiar passage. But without faith, it is what? It's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Do you recognize that our faith is what shapes our course in life? The decisions that we make, it has to do with where we're putting our faith. If you look at someone that puts all their faith in themselves, you can watch their choices in life and you can see they're pretty stuck on my ideas, my opinions, what I can do, my successes, what I can accomplish. If you see some people placing their faith in other things in life, if we will place our faith in God this morning, it will change and shape the course of our life. We must believe that He is. In other words, all of us have faith in something. There are people that do not believe in God. But you know, they do have faith. They say, oh, faith is for the religious people and there's nothing to it. They have faith in something. They have faith that there's not a God. They have faith that there's not a power that exists out there. But do you realize this morning that everyone does have faith in something, and God has proven Himself? I could personally start recounting stories of things that God has done in my life that man could not do. Short of being repetitious, I'll share one of them again, because man couldn't have done this. When we first started doing missionary work, and I was asking the Lord, we would read the stories about old ministers walking down the road in faith, going to the train station without money to buy their ticket. And they'd look down and there was the exact amount of money laying on the ground of their ticket. And I was like, Lord, why can't you do that? I really needed it too. I was like, Lord, why can't you still do that today? Well, I had about $20 left over from a previous trip. And some money had come into the print shop at the time. And I talked to Uncle Wayne. He said, there's a certain amount of money that had come in. And then there were some people, individuals, that had sent some money into us. And I added it all up. And I called the travel agent and he told me how much the ticket was. And I thought, that number sounds really familiar. And I looked down, and to the dollar, it was the exact amount of my ticket. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I can still do it when I want to. You want to tell me that there is not a God this morning? If I told you all, I need $1,152, let's take up a collection, and you had that information, do you really think it would come to that total? No. Because you wouldn't know what anybody else was doing. God, that was something that God did. So this week when I prayed and I was needing something and really looking to the Lord for something and it didn't happen, and the devil says, you're wasting your time. No, I still believe that God is, because He has proven that in my life. And that's just one. I could spend all afternoon, and then when it got to your turn, we'd be here for a long time. Because God has proven Himself. So when the enemy comes in the middle of your battle, in the middle of your trial, when it seems like the circumstances are against you, remember, push back against the devil and remember that God is. And that's where I'm trusting. And if everything falls apart around me, I still believe in God, and I still believe in His Word, and I still believe that one day He's gonna come through when it's time, and He's gonna work. Because He's done it in the past, He's still doing it today, and saints, He will still do it tomorrow. So above everything, taking the shield of faith. Well, faith when we cannot see. Have there ever been times you just couldn't see God and you looked for Him? Doesn't that start sounding like Job a little bit? I looked around, I was looking for God, it's like, well, He's not here. But yet He said, He knoweth the way that I take. And when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. In another place, He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that He liveth. I know God's there. I don't see Him. Well, that's why the Scripture says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, He said, God said, the Scripture said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That means when you do not see God in the middle of your problems, God promised never to leave us. He's still there. We may not see Him. Do you not see where we can push back against the enemy with the shield of faith? I'm being tested. I'm at the end and I don't understand, but I know my Redeemer liveth. Well, faith is not just a vain hope, but it is a deep belief and confidence in the evidence of things not seen. I have not seen God with my eyes, but I've seen the evidence of God. I've seen His evidence. I think it's amazing. We have some little gourds growing in our little garden, some little gourds. And they survive trips and vacations and sickness, and they're still growing. Do you know you want to talk about intelligent design? Have you ever looked at a gourd? The vine of a gourd, they're amazing. Because it's climbing up this rope and the fence. And when it crosses over, there's tendrils and they go in spirals. Do you know why they do that? Because that gourd gets so heavy, if it wasn't like that, it would break. But that's why they take rope and they twist it, because it makes it stronger. Those vines are there to connect with one another and twist to make it strong so they can hold the weight of a gourd. And some people say, well, that just happened. No, that looks like someone designed that thing. You know who designed it? It was God. And I know we could go on what God has designed. But it's amazing. We believe our faith is in God. It's in the evidence of what we see. But sometimes we don't see God. And the enemy will come in the darkest of night and try to cause you to feel like you just need to throw your hands up in the air. Well, little story, and I've related it. There was one night a boy was caught in a house fire. And he was in a window, and he was actually on the roof, and his father was on the ground, and it was dark out. The smoke was billowing around. There were fire. And his father called up and he said, jump, son. He said, I'll catch you. And his son said, but dad, he said, I can't see you. And his dad said, jump, jump. He said, I'll catch you. And he said, but I can't see you. And his father said, yes, son, but I see you. I can see you, so jump. Do you know that sometimes that's the way it is in our walk with God? It seems like that things are just against us and it's dark and we start to lose hope because we don't see God. Above all this morning, take the shield of faith and push back against the enemy. I may not see God, but I have confidence that He sees me and He's going to be there. When I jump out and I'm in space thinking I'm going to crash, the Lord's there. Has not the Lord caught you all gently in His arms in the past? When it seemed like that you were just going to crash and burn, so to speak, and the Lord was there to pick you up, lift you up and catch you. Isn't it wonderful to be able to face the trials of life like that? Take the shield of faith. In time of trouble, when people say there's no help, You remember David was running for his life from Absalom? And you can read it in his little homework if you want some, but in Psalms chapter 3, beautiful psalm, beautiful psalm. And David was running for his life, and his son was against him. Do you know one of the greatest hurts that happens is within families? His son was out to take his life, and he said, the people said, there is no help for you from God. God can't help you in this one. I mean, this is so bad. This is the way it is. There is no help for you from God. And David said, O Lord, thou art a shield. And when I turned to that passage, I was meditating on it. I forgot he said that about a shield, but it fits in real well. That didn't come from a commentary looking up scriptures on shields. That came from a man being in trouble. And he recognized that God is a shield. My confidence, he said, you are God, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. He said, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. And he said, I lay down and went to sleep. He'd been running for his life. But when he lifted the shield of faith, it's like, Lord, everyone else is saying, heck, God can't help you. He said, I remembered the Lord. And he said, I just laid down. He slept like a baby that night. Do you know that his son was still a baby that's restful and fed? I saw a couple smiles. I'm talking about a baby that was asleep, a good deep sleep that a baby has, not one of those difficult nights. He lay down and he went to sleep because he recognized that God's in control. So I want to encourage you this morning, when it seems like that there's no help and you're not getting that encouragement from people around you, lift up the shield of faith in time of trouble. In time of failure, remember Jonah? In time of failure, he disobeyed the Lord. And it is easy to say, well, you made the mess, you clean it up. But you recognize when we are wanting to serve the Lord, when we make a mess, the Lord will help us clean it up. It doesn't matter how big your mess is this morning. Here's a key to overcoming failure. A key to pushing back against the enemy. Jonah was in... ended up in the belly of a great fish, right? He was in, and when he was in the belly of the fish in Jonah chapter 2, he said, when my soul fainted within me, I was at the end of my rope. Can't handle this anymore. I mean, I'm in the belly of a fish. You want to talk about despondency and hopelessness. But this is what Jonah said. He said, I remember the Lord. I remember the Lord, and he said, my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. And he began to pray, and he said, salvation is of whom? Salvation is of the Lord. Here I am in the belly of a great fish, but I remember the Lord, and Lord, salvation comes from you. And you remember what happened? That big fish, and we'll make it sound a little more pleasant, but it spit Jonah up on the dry land. It vomited him up onto dry land. That's what the scripture said. That's what the Lord does when we lift up the shield of faith in our failures. Has anybody here ever not had any failure? Even after you started to serve the Lord and the devil comes along and says, look, you really messed up. You can't stay saved. How many times have you asked the Lord to help you? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands of how many have been there. The same thing repeatedly. Do you know what we need to do to push back against the enemy? Yes, I failed you, Lord, but I still believe in you. And I still believe that salvation is of the Lord. Above all, take the shield of faith and cover. The Lord will bring deliverance. But do you remember what Judas did when he felt hopeless? What did Judas do after he betrayed the Lord? Committed suicide, didn't he? He killed himself. You know, my heart goes out to Judas because I don't believe his end had to have been like that. But he felt despair and he felt like there's no way out. This morning, from 1999, to 2018 in the United States, the suicide rate has increased 35%. It's the 10th leading cause of death in the USA. It's the second leading cause of death for young people ages 10 to 34. Second leading cause of death. But do you know where the most suicides are? It's not the highest percentage rate, but the most suicides come from middle-age men. You know that? Something else I was surprised by, actually, it said, and it's also, there's more suicide among people that live in rural communities. I would think, well, the farm life, country life, that would, there's more suicide that take place in rural communities. Maybe because of access, maybe because more determination to follow through. There's, I'm not saying it's all causal, but it's interesting at least. Well, it tells me something though. It's like people get to places feeling very despondent. And I don't even want to say I'm going to go out on a limb here this morning, but I'm going to make myself open to criticism from maybe others, but I'm going to say it anyway because I know it's true. There are more people than what you might realize among God's people that have struggled with temptation of suicide because they feel hopeless. They believe in the Lord. They know God's there, but they want an escape, and they want a way out, and it feels dark to them, and they don't know where to turn, and they don't know what to do, and in their heads, it's like, yes, I know God, but life seems so dark. You know this morning that the Lord has a place to minister to people when they feel that dark. I remember, and this is called vulnerability here, all right? And I'm not going to be too vulnerable, but I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable. When I was very close to having what I guess I would say a nervous breakdown, I felt like the Lord kept me. I was on a thread, though. I was on a thread a number of years ago. I will just say this. I was sick. I was sick. And the Lord kept me, and I'm very thankful for it. There are those that went a lot further. But I remember how dark it was in people saying, oh, but this and that and the other. It doesn't, what people say just doesn't cut it. But I remember, because it's just like if you get the flu, you're sick. And I remember the darkness, but I remember what kept me was the Lord spoke to me one night. I was in the living room late in the night and I was laying there and it was just dark. And the Lord came along and He told me, He said, you're my child. You know, that was something I was able to hold on to. It was a light in the darkness. That was my shield of faith. That was my shield of faith. Because, and there are people that get sick. This wasn't the crux of my burden this morning, but I have prayed with a lot of people that the enemy has used this very thing. Well, it's dark, so just escape it. I want you to know it's faith that God is going to come through. The Lord, there is healing. You may not see it right now, but just, what's the song say? Hold on a little longer. Just hold on. It may seem like your world has crashed and maybe you are sick emotionally or sick mentally or your nerves are about to break, but there is still a God that loves you. There are people that have suffered abuse that has shaped their lives. But my message to them this morning is there is still a God that loves you, and all of us are worthy of God's love. It's not because I have done something so good that I can earn His acceptance. No, in our sinful condition, He reached out and He loved us and He cared for us and He died for us that we might be saved. So when life seems hopeless and it seems like there's no way out, I want to encourage you this morning to take the shield of faith and believe and know that God will not let you down and He will not forsake you. Remember the scripture that says we walk by faith and not by what? Not by sight. There are situations that you will come to, and we're going to try to move through this so I don't keep you too long this morning, but when you get to situations that you look around and think, well, there's A, B, and C, and that's how I think. I like things to be in order. I like A, B, C, and D, and I like the outlines, and I like the to-do list, and before I start writing, I make my outlines of how I'm going to follow through, and that's my way of thinking. But you know, sometimes life has a way of, it troubles my outline. It troubles my expectations. I mean, if they would just do this, and they would do that, and I would do this. But guess what? Life isn't like that. Life just isn't like that. But do you know, in circumstances that you face, whether it's financial or physical or with people, our walk is by faith and not by sight. I may not see, but I'm going to walk, and I'm going to serve God and have faith in Him in spite of how I feel. How many of you woke up this morning, you woke up this morning and thought, oh, I love Brother Michael. If I asked for a show of hands, I doubt. Okay, there's one. Thank you, honey. We're going out to lunch. You just got lunch, just got more expensive. She put both hands up. All right, but do you realize the point is this? No one here probably thought that. But you know, if I were to ask you this morning, I imagine there would be at least a few of you, I would hope, that would say, yes, Brother Michael, we really love you. And we really care for you. Well, but I didn't see that. I didn't, you know, there are going to be times in life that it seems like things are just not working out. And you don't feel. I don't feel like. Have you ever told your companion or a friend that? It's like, well, I don't feel like. Okay. But is reality based in feelings? It was a man that just said no, sisters. Did you notice that? It was a man that said no. Here's the thing. Feelings are a reality. I mean, our perceptions are reality in a sense. And if I feel a certain way, my feelings are real. But that does not change the true circumstances. So there are times that maybe I don't feel a certain way, but I'm not going to live on my feelings. We have to live by our confidence in the realities of life. In other words, if I don't see God and I don't wake up feeling this overflowing, bubbly feeling about my relationship with God, I'm not going to walk away from God. I'm not going to backslide because I still believe in God. I still love Him. My feelings aren't at a high, but do you know what? Eventually, they're going to get back there. But we go through valleys. I want to encourage us to push back against the enemy and don't live on feelings. Live in your confidence that I believe in God. It'll take care of some other problems too. Well, I don't feel like, well, that's your feeling, but that's not reality. Have people come and say, well, I feel like you. Well, you can feel about me all you want, but that's not what I said, or it's not what I meant, or it's not what I... You know what I'm saying? The feelings are real, but that doesn't change the reality of things around us. So regardless of feelings, we walk in faith. We walk in faith in God. We're not going to go through, and I'm just going to remind us of a few things. Remember Jehoshaphat? Felt like there was no way out. The enemy had surrounded them. And I know sometimes the enemy just bombards us. Take the shield of faith. Jehoshaphat said, what do we do? He turned and they fasted and they prayed and God gave him a great deliverance. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God will come through. And if the sun is in your eyes, feel free to move. When you're mistreated, when people don't treat you right, lift up the shield of faith. Lift up the shield of faith. There's going to be things that happen in life and people that aren't going to always do what they ought to do, and it will affect you in your life. But don't give up. Don't let down. Don't allow the enemy to bring in a root of bitterness. And when you get to a place in whatever situation that you feel like you can't do it, the scripture says that I can do what? All things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I made a comment to Renee just in the last little bit. There was something that came up and I said, out of frustration in the flesh, I said, I can't do this. But you know, within 5 minutes, the Lord came my way. Thank the Lord for that. The Lord came my way. You know what? We're not living on the flesh. We're not living off of feelings. The Lord let me know, yeah, this is what I want you to do, and He gave me the grace to do it. And I can say, you know what? That wasn't my flesh. That was totally God's grace. Do you know the Lord can do that for us in temptations too? Whatever the situation is, it's faith in God. Lord, I need your help. And He'll come through for you. We can't forget David and Goliath, can we? David and Goliath, the three Hebrew children, Abraham, Joseph, the slave sold by family, falsely accused, mistreated. Daniel, when he prayed, when he was opposed for his faith and prayed, what was the end of all of them? God delivered them, and yet there are some that God did not deliver physically, but He brought to a place of victory because they maintained their faith in God. So this morning, in the physical and temporal things of life, have faith. When it seems like it, it's just, I don't know what to do. Have your faith in God. When you're tempted, have faith that the Lord will make a way to what? Make a way to escape. In every temptation, there is a way for you to escape. Here, I'm telling on myself, I guess, this morning. I'm not trying to. It's just I know myself better than anybody else. You could have your stories. But the enemy had come recently with something in my mind. And I thought about it and I said, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. I'm not going to do that. Lord, I want what you have for me. Do you know what? The devil had to run. We can resist and overcome through lifting up the shield of faith. So, we're in a battle for our lives this morning. We're battling for our spiritual lives, but ours is the victory through Jesus Christ. When we cannot see, when we don't feel it, when there's no way out, when you have failed even, I want to encourage you this morning to push back. So as we go and face our week, I don't know what all of you are going to have. Even yesterday we were dealing with and praying and about another very serious situation, and someone had sent me a text late last night, and they were talking about a certain issue, and they said, this is reality. And I had to text them back and said, I know it is. I wanted to acknowledge their feelings because I had the same feelings. I said, it is reality. It's true. The pain and suffering in our world is real. But I said, however, I said, I have seen people go through these circumstances and seen God take what was destructive and take the ashes and out of it bring something good. That's our faith in God this morning. So let's go out, keep your confidence in the Lord. And if you get to a place that you need some encouragement, feel free to ask someone too. But I know there's a place words can't do. But let's lift up the shield of faith above all and cover the body, cover the rest of the armor that God's given, and we will be able to overcome the enemy. I know it's been a little bit longer this morning, but I trust the Lord will help us to have something to take home with us, because I want to come out in victory, and I want you to have victory in your life, and we can, above all, taking the shield of faith. Amen.